Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Student Investor Podcast, where we break down the world of finance into bite-sized pieces for all of you aspiring investors out there. I am your host, Ivan Sambo, and today we are diving into the world of cryptocurrency as part of our four-episode series covering the world of cryptocurrencies. But before we get started, guys, a big shout-out to our sponsor, Yellowcard, your go-to platform for all things crypto. Now, guys, imagine this, right? Let's say you're a student with a tight budget, but you have got extra little cash that you want to invest into a crypto world. Let's say you have 500 rand that you want to invest into the cryptocurrency world every month. Well, you are in luck, because today I'm here, guys, to guide you through the top three crypto coins that fit perfectly into your 500 rand budget. I'll be explaining everything in simple terms, breaking down everything and backing up with real examples and stats. And as always, guys, here is a disclaimer that this information provided in this podcast, guys, is for educational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice. Always consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decision. And also, guys, be aware that past performance is not an indicator of future results or future gains, right? So let's kickstart our list of the top three crypto coins I will buy with a budget of 500 rand per month. At number one, guys, is the granddaddy of them all, Bitcoin. Don't be intimidated by the price tag that comes with Bitcoin. You don't need to buy whole Bitcoin. You can start with as little as 100 rand, right? With the track record that covers over a decade that Bitcoin has shown impressive growth over the past decade. And over the past 5 years, it's averaged an annual growth rate of over 100%. And we're talking about an investment decision that you're making right here, right? So if I had 500 rand per month to invest into the cryptocurrency world, I will buy Bitcoin with 250 rand per month, meaning 50% of that 500 rand will go into Bitcoin. Bitcoin, guys, can be considered as a complete long-term investment due to its unique characteristic that sets it apart from all the other traditional investment assets that we know, right? And here's the thing, that's the main reason that makes Bitcoin for me a good investment in terms of the cryptocurrency world, right? Number one, the fact that it's kept at 21 million coins. It is decentralized and it's increasingly as well being accepted into mainstream. To me, shows that it's being accepted by a lot of people, and also further the belief that it could maintain the possible growth that has been seen for the past decade, the past 5 years, and over time we can see value into Bitcoin. Additional, guys, it has proven to be resilient, and its historical price as well, guys, has shown growth over the past few years more than any other coin out there. And the fact that Bitcoin is backed up by blockchain technology contributes to the argument that Bitcoin is promising and is a promising asset for long-term investment in the crypto world. However, some investors, guys, contain a little bit of hesitance around Bitcoin itself and the crypto world due to the fact that there's a little bit of information. However, guys, potential investment returns have shown otherwise, but also there's still higher risk when it comes to the crypto world, and we need to be aware of that, right? There's also an issue that there's no proper regulation around it, and regulation not yet developed around Bitcoin itself, and other countries are starting to talk about how they can regulate Bitcoin, which may impact the price of it. But guys, at the same time, so far Bitcoin has a proven track record, and also the fact that it's being mainstream accepted, and the fact that the mainstream is starting to accept Bitcoin really shows that, guys, Bitcoin is the granddaddy of of them all in terms of the cryptocurrency world. And remember, guys, all of these coins we are mentioning today, they are available inside your Yellow Card app, right? So we are moving on into number two, and number two we have Ethereum. It is not just a cryptocurrency, guys, it's a platform that's changing the game in terms of the cryptocurrency world. With Ethereum, guys, trading at around, I think it's 20,000 rand per coin right now, but you can get it for less. You can get a quarter, or you can get 0.00 something of Ethereum. You need to have that full 20,000 rand. You can be able to see the innovative ecosystem that Ethereum have, right? The smart contract system that Ethereum has produced make it a more, not just a cryptocurrency, but it also make it a platform, a digital platform on its own that allows people to build on it and build a lot of innovative businesses on its smart contract system. And that's why I don't just feel like buying Ethereum, it's just an investment, but you're investing into other systems that exist in this digital ecosystem that they have created, right? And this technology ensures security. The blockchain technology and also the smart contract technology ensures security and transparency around Ethereum itself. And because of that role alone, because of its importance and an ongoing improvement on it, guys, I believe you will be in not just investing into you. Crypto coin, but we're investing in technology that could change how we do things online in the future, making it a potential valuable over the long run for me. And that's why I will buy it for 150 rand per month if I had a 500 rand budget to invest into the crypto world. And I will put 250 rand into a Bitcoin, and I will put Ethereum. I'll put 150 rand into Ethereum, guys. So we are left with just 100 rand, and the 100 rand I'm left with, that guys, will go into my last pick in the top three coins to buy, which is Solana. I know I'm mispronouncing it. Sol always comes for this. A friend of mine called Sol always comes for me when I say Solana. Okay, it is Solana. Let me just kill the word called Solana, guys. It's Solana. I don't know how you guys pronounce it, but I pronounce it Solana. So finally, guys, our number three pick is Solana. Solana is a blockchain technology crypto coin that works really fast and does not cost much to use. So it's one of the cheapest crypto technology that exists out there that's fast and it's not expensive to use, which let's make it a good investment for long term, because it handles a lot of projects and apps that are run through its system. And investing into this coin makes you the same way like Ethereum, because you're investing to the technology that use Ethereum. You're investing to the technology that use Solana by investing into Solana. And that's the main reason I picked it, and I'm using it as an example, and I'm using it at number three, right? And also a lot of apps are being created using the blockchain technology Solana, and I love that, meaning that they're trusting the Solana blockchain system, they're trusting the technology they're coming in, and it is like a strong, reliable foundation for new digital stuff. So for more people to use it, it means that the value may go up, and I will put 100 rand into Solana as my top three. So guys, that is my top three crypto coins I will buy with a budget of 500 rand per month. I broken down the top three coins, crypto coins, for your 500 rand monthly investments to the crypto world. Keep in mind, guys, investing to cryptocurrency world involves risk, so make sure you do your own homework and only invest what you can afford to lose, but with the mind of saying you have done your own research and you have a long-term perspective, and you could see how those results may come out for you in terms of that, in terms of your investments to the crypto world, guys. A huge thanks, guys, to our sponsor Yellow Card for making this episode possible. If you guys are ready to start diving into the world of crypto, Yellow Card is your gateway and a hassle-free crypto investment platform in the African continent, operating in 16 African countries. And also, guys, if you download Yellow Card and use the promo code IVYN, IVYN, you'll get 50 rand deposited into your account if you are one of the first 250 people to do so. So that's a wrap for today's episode, guys. Keep your mind curious and keep on learning. Until the next time, this is Ivan Sambo signing off. Happy investing.